供养以利亚的地方。
And that was the place, you know, the crows were the one that would send food to maintain Elijah.
所以以利亚呢，就在这个基利西，就在约旦河外的伯大尼，他一躲就躲了一段的时间，每天神就打发乌鸦来供养他。
We know that he was at this Bethany beyond Jordan, and every day God has sent the crows to feed him.
那么这个就是约旦河外的伯大尼。
And this is the Bethany beyond Jordan.
所以我想这个我们要有一点的概念才可以。
We need to have this concept.
那么这个约旦河外伯大尼，根据约翰福音第一章的记载，很明显是靠近。是靠近耶路撒，是靠近加利利的。
We know that Bethany beyond Jordan, this venue is very near Galilee.
所以第二天，这个谁呀、啊？第二天安德烈就找他哥哥。
And so the next day, Andrew has gone to look for his brother.
那半天就可以了，半天就可以了。
It took only half a day.
因为那个非常非常近的。
Because it's very near.
所以如果这个是在靠近耶利哥的话，那根本办不到的。
And so if this Bethany is very near to Jericho.It is impossible for him to achieve that.
所以后来找到了拿但业，也是在什么迦拿，这个都是比较近的地方，根本不可能是耶路撒冷附近。
And it was placed where he found Nathaniel. That is a very place that is otherwise it will be impossible to.
所以这个是圣经提到约旦河外的伯大尼。
And this is what the Bible has mentioned. Bethany beyond Jordan.
然后你读约翰福音第。十章。
Then as we turn to John chapter ten,
第四十节。
Verse 40.
耶稣又往约旦河外去，到了约翰起初施洗的地方，就住在那里。
Verse 40, then 40, and he went away again beyond the Jordan to the place where John was baptized at first, and there he stayed.
所以这又是约旦河外的伯大尼。
So this also refers to Bethany beyond Jordan.
有许多人来到他那里，他们说约翰一件神迹没有行过，但约翰指着这人所说的一切话都是真的。
Then many came to him and said, John performed no sign, but all the things that John spoke about this man were true.
在那里信耶稣的人就多了。
And many believed in him then.
所以不要忘记，这个又是在约旦河外的伯大尼。
So this is similarly.Bethany beyond Jordan.
那么这一段是路加福音的哪一段呢
？And this portion similarly was recorded in Luke.
你看路加福音第你看路加福音第十一章好了，十一章。
This is same recording in Luke chapter 11.
到了三十八节，你看见主耶稣进了玛利亚和马大的村庄。
And that Jesus entered into the village of Martha.
所以可见最后一次，你知道他们后来我们，你记不记得在最后一次在主钉十字架前一个祝棚节，那么主耶稣和门徒们到耶路撒冷去。
And that last time when Jesus before he was crucified, he entered during the festive of the tent, he entered into Jerusalem.
那就是那一次就告诉我们说，那么玛利亚怎样坐在主的脚前。
And this was the occasion that we were reminded that Mary was seated at the feet of.
所以第十章到了耶路撒冷。
And the chapter ten comes to Jerusalem.
十一章也在耶路撒冷。
And chapter eleven, Luke 11 is also similar in Jerusalem.
然后这个故事呢，刚好就连着约翰福音第十章的故事。
And so this is linked up with the story in John chapter ten.
那都是在耶路撒冷的事。
And refers everything that.
那么结果呢？主耶稣逃走，因为他们要捉拿他，结果他就逃出他们的手。
And because they want to apprehend him, but Jesus escaped from them.
所以主耶稣又回到了约旦河外的伯大尼。
And so Jesus returned to Bethany beyond Jordan.
所以第十二章第一节，你看。
Chapter 12, verse 1.
这时有几万人聚集，甚至彼此践踏。耶稣开讲。
In the meantime, there were an innumerable multitude of people.Had gathered together so that they trampled one another.
其实是几万人啊，这个其实还不是无数的人，是几万人。
They talk about ten of thousands.
那么就好像在在《使徒行传》那里讲的好几万人信主是一样的。
And so it's the same thing as the numbers mentioned in the Acts of the Apostles about ten of thousands.
所以可能是五万，可能是六万，可能是七万，我们好几万人。所以这是个实在的数目。所以在约翰福音说信耶稣的人就多了，但是呢，路加福音告诉我们是有好几万人聚集在一起。
John told us that many had come to believe, but Luke told us that it was in tens of thousands.
然后你看第十四章。
Then we turn to chapter 14.
你看第十四章第二十五节，有极多的人和耶稣同行，他转过来对他们说：“人到我这来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女和兄弟姊妹和自己性命，就不能做我的门徒。”
Now great multitudes went with him, and he turned and said to them, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother and wife and children and brothers, yes, and his own life, he cannot be my disciple."
所以这个通通是在约旦河外的事情。
And this transpired all out. Outside,
这就是主耶稣最后的一个最后的十八个最后的六个月一百八十天，那么所发生的事都是在约旦河外，不过是约旦河外的波大尼来做中心的。
All these took place six months before he was crucified, and this happened to be Bethany beyond Jordan.
那么他到底离开耶路撒冷的波大尼有多远呢？
And so, how far he was away from Bethany beyond Jordan?
所以当主耶稣在约旦河外伯大尼的时候，
And so Jesus, when he was in Bethany beyond Jordan,
有人告诉主耶稣说拉撒路生病了。
And many people informed them that informed him that Lazarus had died.
那么
Jesus was very ill.
那么这个就是下面约翰福音十一章的事。
And that linked up to John chapter 11.
拉撒路是在靠近耶路撒冷的伯大尼。
Lazarus was near to Bethany, near Jerusalem.
主耶稣是在约旦河外的伯大尼。
And Jesus at that time was in Bethany beyond Jordan.
那结果第十七节。
Chapter 11, verse 17.
耶稣到了，就知道拉撒路在坟墓里面已经四天了。
This is John chapter 11, verse 17. So when Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb four days.
所以这里给我们看，这里就让我们知道，如果你把上下文读一下，你就知道，从约旦河外的伯大尼到靠近耶路撒冷伯大尼，刚好是四天的路程。
And so if we read carefully as we link this up, we know the distance between Bethany near Jerusalem and Bethany beyond Jordan. The journey is about 4 days.
所以你知道有一段，有一般的圣，有许多圣经学者都糊涂了。
And so that confused many Bible scholars.
如果你读圣经的本身没有困难。
Of course, Bible itself, you have no problem.
但是有人告诉我们说，哦，约旦河外的伯大尼根本就在比利亚，就在靠近耶利哥的那个地方。
And so many people say that Bethany beyond Jordan is very near to the city of Jericho.
结果你反而问题就产生了。
Then you create your own problem.
所以这里非常清楚，弟兄姊妹。
Here is mentioned very clearly.
你看见吗？这个是约旦河外的伯大尼。
That refers to Bethany beyond Jordan.
然后现在我们看，马太福音十九章。
Shall we turn to Matthew chapter 19?
第一节。
Verse 1.
耶稣说完了这些话，就离开加利利。
After Jesus had finished saying this thing, he departed from Galilee.
这他最后一次离开了。他在加利利一共十八个月，那么一直等他复活以后，他才回到和门徒所约定的山上。所以离开了加利利，就来到了犹太的境界约旦河外。那么我们说，这个犹太地不是靠近耶路撒冷的，乃是靠近加利利的。
This area of Judea is not near it's not near Jerusalem, but it's near Galilee.
而且历史从来没有称呼比利亚做约旦河外的犹太地，没有，从来没有过。
The Bible never used Berea to be part.
历史
the history has never used this to refer.
不，从来没有称比利亚 ，Perea， 比利亚说是。约旦河外的犹太地不是。我们知道所谓的比利亚就是过了约旦河 在死海北边那一块都叫比利亚。
You know the area after you cross the sea and that region is called Berea.
所以当你读何参的时候，你常常讲到 Berean ministry， 讲到在比利亚的知识。
And so we know that we, very often we have this area is always referred to the Berean ministry.
所以你看见这个完全 confused， 所以这个就是我们普通读何参的时候，我觉得有很大困难。
And so every time when we refer to this harmony, we always have this confusion.
那现在我想很清楚了。
But now,
你如果马太福音也好，马可福音也好，都是讲了主耶稣离开了加利利，结果他就到了约旦河外的伯大尼。
Because in Matthew, in Mark, in Luke, they told us that Jesus left, departed from Galilee and came to the region.
因为伯大尼和伯山在希伯来原文是同一个音的。
We know Bethany and Bethshan, in the Hebrew pronunciation, they are alike.
所以那个时候呢，我们知道说以色列许多犹太人。他们从巴比伦回来，他们到了那里就留在那里，就停在那里。
And many Jews that return from Babylon, they return and they remain there.
而主耶稣的父母，尤其是约瑟，他们这个家族很可能就是从波大约旦河外的波大尼，然后搬到后来的拿撒勒。
That we know that Jesus' parents originally they were at Bethany beyond Jordan, and now later on.The years that they moved back to Nazareth.
所以这个呢，可以说就是最后的180天六个月，你看见主耶稣的工作多半都在约旦河外。
And so this is the last 180 days, and most of the work of our ministry of our Lord Jesus are focused beyond Jordan.
那这样的话，你读路加福音就不会糊涂了。
And no, so when you read Luke's Gospel, you will not be confused.
像浪子的比喻了。
Like.The parable of the prodigal son.
像财主和拉撒路，这个通通是在约旦河外的。
And so we talk about rich man and Lazarus, they are all transpired beyond Jordan.
所以我想我们读四福音这一点一定要弄清。
We need to be clear when you read the four gospels.
那最后我们很快说到耶路撒冷。
And very quickly that we'll come to Jerusalem.
我们讲的主耶稣道成肉身被锁在一定的空间里面。
We know that when we say that Jesus the word came first.That he was locked into a definite space and time.
他生在伯利恒。
He was born in Bethlehem.
长在拿撒勒。
He grew up in Nazareth.
他工作在加利利。
His ministry is in Galilee.
还有约旦河外。
And also beyond Jordan.
最后他死在耶路撒冷。
Finally, his death was in Jerusalem.
所以我们把这几个地方稍微看一下，就叫我们有一点的概念。
And as we look at these five venues.It will give us a clearer picture.
那么讲到耶路撒冷，毫无疑问的，这是特别神托付给约翰的。
And about Jerusalem is what God has especially entrusted to John.
约翰写约翰福音的时候，耶路撒冷已经不在了，耶路撒冷已经一块石头不在一块石头上。
You know when John wrote about Jerusalem, disciple John wrote Jerusalem. At that time, Jerusalem were no longer existing because there was no stone that were on top of the other.
但是每一次到耶路撒冷
，But each time when he entered Jerusalem，
那或者是逾越过节也好，或者是最后一个礼拜，主耶稣在耶路撒冷
，Whether it was Passover or the last week when Jesus entered Jerusalem，
凡是在耶路撒冷的点点滴滴
，All the final details that transpired in Jerusalem，
是约翰告诉我们。
All are the records of John.
像毕士大池子，别地方提都没有提。毕士大池子，毕士大池子，就是那个。
The pool of Shiloh.
No, 毕士大，你记得那个38年摊子吗？
The one was characteristic that he was at the pool for, he was at suicide for 38 years.
那毕士大的池子。
毕士大，毕士大。
对呀。那么那个池子只有约翰福音告诉我。只有约翰福音告诉我。
That was only mentioned by disciple John.
所以约翰福音里面有12个地方是其他三本福音书没有提的。
And there are 12 places. What records of 12 places was never recorded in any of the three gospels.
所以我们知道，当约翰写到耶路撒冷的时候。
And so when disciple John wrote about Jerusalem,
一草一木都给我们讲得很清楚。
Every single detail was clearly.
还有讲到圣殿。
Talk about the temple.
好像主耶稣从来没有离开过圣殿一样，你照着约翰那样描写的话。
way that John, disciple John described the holy temple as seed that Jesus had never left.
所以我想我们需要对耶路撒冷有